something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
It's Andy, welcome to a special episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno, and we can now hear from Frankie Wells as she's been selected for the England Nets tour to South Africa. It doesn't really get as much publicity over here, so describe what it exactly is.
First of all, it's a game that I don't think anyone would not enjoy. It's go non-stop for the whole time. You're playing in high-tension cricket nets. It's a little bit shorter, a little bit narrower than netball, and there's two disciplines. So there's sixes, where you have six people on court. You have two Ds, you have two Ls, which are called links, and you have two As, which are attackers. Your links and your attackers can shoot, your defenders aren't, and your Ls can shoot from outside the D for 2 points, and your As can shoot outside for two or inside for one. And there are no centre passes. As soon as a goal is scored, the D from the opposite team takes the ball from the top of the circle and it just goes. You can pass the ball off the net. You can bounce off the net yourself. You can't kick it because otherwise you have to stand next to the net and say sorry to the net because that's net contact. But yeah, it's just non-stop. It's the ball just pings up and down. It's so great for fitness. And it is honestly so much fun. Like the first time I played out there, the Kiwi men especially were just pinging off the nets, and they were jumping up and down. I think Paul Crean, one of the Australian men, there's a picture of him, he's actually upside down on the net, and it's so, so fun.
A lot quicker then, and obviously, to put it mildly, a lot more intense version of the game.
Yeah, completely. You cannot switch off. I mean, if you think you can rest and like have a quick chat with someone, you can't. It's impossible.
You've been part of it before as well, so what kind of experiences did you learn from that?
So the first tour I went on, it was 2013. This will be my fifth tour. And I was so nervous because obviously I'd never competed internationally before. So this was my first exposure at international competition. And it was just another world. Like, you experience athletes in a different environment and you experience different abilities of athletes that you'd never seen before. And obviously I was 17 when I first went out, and I was such a baby. And like, looking back, I just remember being in awe of this different world of, you know, competition, because I was playing prem when I was that age, and I was like, oh, it's fine, I know how to play. And then you get out there and you're like, geez, it just goes up and up and up. Yeah, literally, I was like, whoa. So I've been to South Africa twice. I went to Australia and I was in the first ever under 23 mixed team. And then I've been to New Zealand. That was my last tour. And now I'm going back to South Africa and Cape Town.
Despite Tom and Taffy's best efforts as well, though, it's still not played as often here, and maybe a lack of courts as well.
Completely. I mean, Tom and Taffy are the absolute pioneers. They're the reason why I got exposed to the high level, and they are probably one of the main reasons why I got that leap to Super League. And I think the reason why there's no exposure of it, because like you said, there are no courts. I mean, we used to be able to train in London at Canary Wharf and then in Bristol, and now the only really good places is Birmingham. And you know, it's a bit like Super League. Once you cut off that area, so many people are just, well, I can't make the trip all the way up to Birmingham or down to Birmingham. It's just lack of exposure. You know, word of mouth is the best word of publicity. So it's all about getting it out there and then hoping people will jump on board with it, because it's another sport for kids to play.
And regardless, obviously, of anything that goes on in the Super League, it's a game that you'll personally always love.
Completely. If this was bigger and it was the same as
exposure,
netball,
maybe.
Yeah, if this was bigger and it was the same as netball, I think I would play nets more than I would play netball. Ever since I went to the first training session, I fell in love with it. And I say to everyone I meet, I would rather, if I could, if it was bigger or whatever, I'd rather play nets than netball. And I hands down can guarantee that anyone who goes to it would walk away and say, that was so fun. That was so fun. That was so interesting. I've never met anyone who's gone to a net session and been like, It's all right.
So the latest Worlds then are going to be taking place in Cape Town back end of July?
Yeah.
What do you know about the other teams?
I've been talking to some old friends from Australia, trying to get some insight. I know they'll be, I mean, the women especially, they are going to be machines. They are going to be disciplined. They're going to be very accurate. It will be tough. You know, their women's team, they're trying to get their title back of being world champions. You know, they won the gold last time. So we're not expecting it to be easy. You know, we're not going out there thinking, oh, it's fine, like, we'll play Australia and they'll be the easy team and then we're right. We're going out there in the thought of every single minute, every single game is going to be tough. Like, I'm expecting to come away with bruises everywhere.
We've played these tournaments in the past, though, and actually proved that we can take on the best and win it, haven't we?
Yeah, completely. I mean, there have been games... Well, our youth team won gold. Our women's team have won gold. Like, we are in contention. I'm going out there for a gold. I'm not going out for a jolly. I'm going out for a gold.
These things, though, unfortunately, are still self-funded. And it's not that cheap to get out there, is it?
It's not cheap, you're right. It's completely self-funded. We have to raise money to cover everything. We have to cover the umpire fees, getting to training, kit. We have to cover the hotel cost, the flight cost. We have to raise money to cover everything. And we really need sponsors. I need sponsors particularly to help me get out there. But it's not just looking at like, oh, get me out there so I can be out there. It's looking at getting more people on board, getting more people interested in the game. Word of mouth is the best type of advertisement and exposure completely. You know, if I go out there and we do well again, it gets in the England Netball magazine and then England Netball preach it more. And then people look and say, oh, well, I could be a pioneer that like jumped on board and really helped that sport get to the platform it needs to. Because it's another opportunity for young kids, especially girls and boys, to get international experience and prove that they are capable of more than what they think or what someone else has told them that they are. So we need sponsors to get on board and help fund it so all of that can come into play.
How can people maybe get in touch with you and the rest of the team if it sounds something interesting to them?
You can contact us personally. I mean, we're all on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and everywhere. I mean, none of us are not approachable. England Netball, it's up on their website. It's up on England Netball website. There's an England Nets website. I know you can email them direct. Just send anyone a message, any one of us. I mean, if anyone wants to get on board or learn any more about it, give me a shout completely. I'm happy to talk about it all day. I know Jill Quirrell is completely... Jill is obsessed with Nets. She is the Nets wizard, so get in contact with her as well, yeah.
Going to be taking place, Cape Town, South Africa, July the 30th or thereabouts, so you'll be doing all you can between now and then to train hard and just prep as best you can.
I am on reverse dieting. I've just been on a lovely family holiday, and now I am on 6 weeks of reversing the family holiday. Get fit. Obviously, I've just finished Super League, so I'm not unfit, but, you know, real focus. All the girls in the team, we're all on the same page. We're all focused on just being the best we can be, so we've got no regrets and that we are completely in contention for that gold again. So, yeah, 6 weeks. I might look grumpy and I might have a bit of a sad face because I've just left the gym. So if anyone sees me and I'm looking grumpy, I've probably just absolutely rinsed myself in the gym.
But you'll be feeling happy inside knowing what's in store.
Yeah, inside I'll be cheering.
And just remind us of ways we can maybe get in touch with you.
So you can email me at f.wells96@hotmail.co.uk. You can find me on Instagram, FrankieJWells96. You can find me on Twitter, the same handle, or you can grab me on Facebook. I think I'm Francesca Wells on Facebook. Just look for a tall blonde, you'll see me.
That's excellent. Thanks a lot, Frankie, and best of luck with it.
Thank you so much, Andy.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.